cioè da abbiamo poco.
Morning, Dave. W2T Mobile.
How you doing?
Just had to go to the post office. Had some mail going out. And also, package was supposed to be in there this morning, which wasn't. Got to make a quick stop at the grocery store and then back to the house.
Making up a late breakfast. Haven't picked up a McDonald's breakfast since before the coronavirus lockdown. And I figured I'd go ahead and try to start that back up again. The old order that I put in there was still stuck from when this thing started. It's stuck in there. I had a devil of a time getting it out of there. Anyway, I finally did. Well, you got big plans for the long weekend?
Nothing really. Gonna do a little bit of radio this weekend. Our church is having an outside service tomorrow, so we're going to do a Memorial Day service down in our cemetery area. Got a big clear area down there we can use, so we're going to do that tomorrow. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'd like to have been able to do some antenna work this weekend, but couldn't get anybody with a launcher to help launch the antenna up in the air.
It's still kind of early, just opening up, you know. at least for me, anyway. I kind of want to sit back a little bit and watch and see what happens. See what happens to the numbers before, you know, fully engaging.
I'm going to be fully engaging because, like I said, it's an outdoor, completely outdoors, nothing inside. We'll all bring our own seats. We're sitting far apart, wearing our masks. You know, the whole nine yards tomorrow. I haven't done any of the inside restaurant eats anywhere. You know, mostly what I get are carryouts. And so, you know, that's the way I've been doing it. So, you know, it makes life a little bit easier. You don't have to worry about this stuff. So, but, well, I've arrived here at the grocery store. Let me run inside and pick up the couple of items I need and then head back to the house. And what makes it bad is I had two teeth pulled Thursday, so I'm on a soft food diet for the next 4 or 5 days till my mouth quits hurting.
Just drove by what was causing the power outages, plural, we had yesterday. I saw a big old power line down. And I was wondering about how they do the chairs. If somebody was putting the chairs out and then having to pick them up afterwards, I wouldn't want to be the one to have to pick them up. But if you bring your own, that's a good idea. Anyway, you take care. Be careful. W2T, W4DJW, mobile.
Well, we're going to put a couple out. They're going to put a few out for some people that don't have them. But the folks that are doing that will wear gloves, wear masks and everything else. And everything will be clean before it's picked up and brought back in. So it's all, they've got the plan made out. We'll see what happens. Talk to you later, Dave. I was going to ask you about your power outage. I guess you got your power back now, right?
It didn't last. It came back and then it went back off. And then about the time I was going to go get the generator out and set up all the cables and all that stuff, it came back on. That was late last night. So, but the power line I just now saw is still hanging in tree limbs. So we'll see how that goes. It might go out again. Keep your fingers crossed. W4DJW.
Yeah, I know when the power goes out at my place, I know exactly where to go, right up the road from me, about a quarter mile, and I can point to where the power line went down. Talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW, W2T.